This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. One industry that did particularly well this holiday season, to the surprise of many, is the book printing business. E-books have declined in popularity in recent years. Their sales peaked in 2013, but dropped nearly 30% at the end of last year. Meanwhile, purchases of print books have steadily gone up, increasing 10% over the same period. That left an industry scrambling to supply holiday orders. Marketplace's Lila Goldstein reports.
In the wake of the financial crisis and the rise of the e-reader, book printing companies went out of business. Even large companies that survived shuttered plants dedicated to book manufacturing. But then a strange thing happened.
On the way to the funeral of the book, it actually didn't die.
Jim Featherson is the president of the Book Manufacturers Institute and runs a book printing company in Wisconsin. As physical book sales have picked up, he says the industry is seeing more demand than it can supply. For the first time in a decade.
We've been working pretty much 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. We've got a pretty tired workforce. They've been working very hard this fall.
He estimates his company turned down several million dollars in orders this holiday season. Patrick Henderson is with the commercial printing company Quad Graphics.
We've actually had to use presses that are not traditionally used for book manufacturing.
Henderson says it's taking a lot of overtime and a bit of hustle to make sure popular titles don't go out of stock. I'm Lila Goldstein for Marketplace.